Our hero this week are the mothers of Vaxxed. Vaxxed is a new documentary on the CDC whistleblower who warned the industry that the CDC has been suppressing and destroying documentation of the connection between the MMR vaccine and autism. And it's got remarkable footage and information about autism. I have not seen it. In the interview that's publishing today with Dr. Laura Thompson, she and her husband John Rappaport had just seen it. She describes the movie, gives a little review of it. Sounds extraordinary. I've had other clients and subscribers report the same. And it's not available to stream online, or you can't buy the DVD yet. It's still screening around the country. I have, however, made an effort to watch a couple of hours of recordings, video recordings of the producers and the mothers and some of the other experts in the movie giving panels and Q&A talks after the screenings, and they are extraordinary. I knew it was bad from both personal experience and watching other great documentaries on the topic, but this brings it home in an extraordinary way, and the testimony of the mothers is extraordinary. One of them describes that the average cost to a household of a severely autistic child is $5 million. I can believe that. The emotional and psychic and other damage done to the family and the specific members of the family, from the parents to the siblings, is more than $5 million, I assure you. People say, that what can they do? They have to get vaccines so their kids can go to school. You're going to have to figure out how to homeschool or get together and organize with other people to create alternatives. The cost to all members of a household of homeschooling is much less than the cost of one severely autistic child. And if you look at the statistics, they're saying if the heavy schedules of vaccines continue, one out of every two children is going to be on the autistic spectrum. So if you have four kids and two are one slightly autistic and one severely autistic, figure, that's going to cost you $7 million. I dare say homeschooling or finding alternatives are cheaper. I also put up, it will be up by tomorrow night, a video, or by the end of the week, a video of Jane Robbins talking about Common Core data. And if the vaccines don't scare you to death, the data issues and the educational issues will. Farrell has a great book coming out in August on Common Core, and it's really a must read. I wrote the foreword, and it's my strongest statement yet on Common Core.